What's up, everybody? This is Sambo Slim. You are listening to the Sambo Slim podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Sambo_Slim. And our website is thesamboslimpodcast.com. I have Mel in studio with me today. She's at MLovesYou28 on Twitter.
What's going on, everybody?
And before we get started, remember to go to my website, thesamboslimpodcast.com. Next time you want to buy something on Amazon and click on the Amazon banner just above episodes, just under the header, and it'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Buy whatever you were going to buy in the first place, and Amazon will kick a little money back to my show. The music you're listening to is by a band called Culo a Boca, and they are a punk band out of San Jose, California. You can follow them on Twitter at Culo_A_BOCA, and you can get all their information there. They play a lot of bars around California, I'm assuming. We like their music. We checked it out. You never know. They tweeted us and asked us what kind of music we play on the show. I said, we play anything. They said, we'll have to send you some Culo music. I said, go ahead and send it in. We'll check it out. We listen to it. We really like it.
I like everything but the words.
Yeah, Mel's not too big of a fan of the words, but I am. That song was called Two Girls, One Cup.
Cup.
One Cup, right? C-U-P, like the porn video, Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh.
Porn video, I heard there's a rumor going around that there's a porn video called Two Girls, One Cup. I wouldn't know for sure because I don't watch that stuff myself.
Oh, I thought it said cop.
No, Two Girls, One Cup. And so thanks for sending that music in, Culo a Boca. We love that. At Culo a Boca, literally, for those of you who aren't bilingual, for those of you who don't speak, who don't habla Espanol, Culo a Boca means ass to mouth. Means culo to mouth. That's what Chris Farley would say, right? But this is how Chris Farley would do it. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, culo a boca is Spanish for mouth to.
No, that didn't
work right, did it?
Yeah.
Let's just move on. I didn't do that well. But anyways, thanks for sending the music in. We love it. Mel's not a fan.
No, I like the beat.
She's not a
I like
big
the
fan
girl.
Of the vocals.
Yeah, I like the girl.
The girl's got a great voice.
Yeah,
check out their Twitter page. They got a real cool look. They all look like zombies.
It
starts off with a female vocalist who does have a great voice, and then the male voice you hear that comes in, he's a lucha, a Mexican wrestler. See, I watched a video of him too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we really like them. So, let's get into some show content.
Let's go. What do you got?
Nothing. We do have a couple of weird news stories. You know, actually, we have some, a couple of changes, I guess, we're going to start incorporating into the program. I'm going to start doing interviews from time to time just to change things up, keep things fresh. Just interesting people. I mean, people that I find interesting that I want to talk to and who are willing to come on my show, because not everybody's willing to come onto the podcast. I think a lot of people think I'm just going to make fun of them or roast them or whatever. So for those of you listening out there, if you have something interesting that you want to come on the show and talk about, or you have some original music like Culo a Boca that you want us to play, send it in. I'm not going to roast you. You know, you're doing me a favor by being on my show. It's going to give me some exposure. Hopefully I get to talk to someone interesting or listen to some interesting music. I appreciate you coming to me and wanting to work with me. So, no, I'm not going to roast you. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to poke fun at your beliefs. I'm not going to challenge you or anything like that.
Unless they want you to.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless you request that. Unless you say, you know, Swimmy, I want to come on your show because I want you to roast me. You know, I want you. What are the in the UK? They say I want you to piss on me.
They do.
Yeah, I'll piss on you. You know, if you want, but, you know, if you don't request that, you know, I'm going to speak to you respectfully, because at the end of the day, again, you're doing me a favor by sending in content, or appearing, making an appearance on my show. So no, I'm not going to roast you. So I've got a surprise for everybody. I've got an interview. I'm not going to tell anyone who it is, but it's a big deal if you're in the, because we love paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did two paranormal podcasts before, and Mel and I, and we listen to a lot of paranormal shows, and we like to watch. And I know people that are really into paranormal stuff and are serious about it think that ghost hunters and paranormal state and ghost adventurers are full of crap. Maybe they are, but it's still really interesting to watch.
And entertaining.
Yeah, and we listen to paranormal podcasts and all that. So that's interesting to us. So I've got a big name in the paranormal world coming on the show that I'm going to interview for a future show. But that episode will probably be out in about a week and a half. So hopefully a lot of you are looking forward to that. I think a lot of you, well, I know a lot of you are, because when we did the two paranormal shows, we got a lot of stories sent in and all that that people wanted us to tell on air, and we got a lot of good feedback for that. So that'll be my first interview guest. It'll be a surprise for all of you, and we'll continue to do that. Not every episode, but, you know, every once in a while to change things up and keep things interesting, just like in your marriage. You know, you got to do things different every once in a while to keep things fresh. Mel probably wishes I would do that more in our relationship. But for the podcast, I am willing to change things up and keep things fresh. So that's what we're doing going forward.
This is more important.
Yeah, so if you know somebody, you know, and if you're listening right now, if you're a stand-up comedian, I want to interview you. If you have interesting music, I want to hear it. If you want to come on the show and talk to us, you know, we want to talk to you. So if you're in the if you're a paranormal investigator or something crazy happened in your life that you want to come on here and talk about, yeah, tweet me or email me at samboslimpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll have you on. You know, unless you're completely full of crap, you know, then we won't have you on. But, you know, if it's a legitimate thing you want to come on the show and talk about, we'll talk to you about it.
Or somebody wants to promote, like, an event.
Yeah, if you got events you want to promote, well, as long as it's not, like, a freaking Nazi rally or something like that, yeah, we'll help you promote your event. So just let us know, you know, you're helping us out, you know. We're helping you out by talking to you on the show or promoting something for you, but in the end, you're going to tell people about our show, so it's a mutual thing. We'll help each other out.
Share the love.
Yeah, we're going to share the love. And we definitely want to talk to anybody from around the world, but especially local people in San Antonio. We're building our following here, which reminds me, this show's probably been really boring to people so far, but oh well, you skip through all this. We also have stickers. Thank you to everyone who's already requested stickers.
Oh, yeah.
But we have the Sambo Slim podcast stickers with the logo on them. Those are free. So just DM me or email me, samboslimpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll send you free stickers. Just give me your address. I'll send you free stickers. So we went to a
Music fest
last night. That was pretty cool.
I'm still tired.
Yeah, this is the hungover podcast. We got drunk and watched. We saw our favorite band. We got to meet. All right, I've been calling them a band. They're called Twin Shadow. But actually the singer is Twin Shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just has people playing for him.
And we've played his music before on the show. So
we have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be self-indulgent and like my favorite band play it, but man, nicest. Right?
Yeah,
nicest guy. We actually got to meet him, took selfies with him and everything. And just he comes across like on stage like he might be like Prince.
Yeah.
And when he gets off stage, he might be stuck up. But he's not at all.
He was one of the few people after he performed and before he performed that came out into the audience.
Yeah, and he didn't announce it or anything. He just
he just came up to the gate.
He just casually just walked up to the gate and started talking to people and hugging people. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big, like, celebrity guy. Struck, yeah, I'm not star, you know, and I don't get starstruck or anything like that. To me, they're just a human, and I normally don't care to take pictures or get autographs or anything.
But because I want to, I drag you.
Yeah, I had to wait there with Mel, but I'm glad we met. I'm glad I did get to meet him because, I mean, I listen to his music all the time. But his two albums out, I listen to both of them all the time. I think his first album came out in like 2012,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still not tired of it. I still listen to it over and over, and his new album, which came out, I think, last year. So... We're at the music fest. I did have a something I noticed about you, Mel, that I wanted to bring up on the podcast. Been saving it. Like, how come?
I have to take a break.
How come in real life, like last night, you waited for Twin Shadow, and you weren't shy at all. And you're all, like, I'm sitting there all quiet, like, hoping you give up and we can just leave. But you wait there, and you're like...
hope I give
up. Yeah, and you're flagging him down. You know, but on the podcast, you're, like, the shyest person in the world. It's, like, opposite roles. Like, on the podcast, I'm the loud one, and I'm all outgoing. But, and you're all quiet, and sometimes I gotta force you to say something. To get some information out of you, or an opinion, or even a freaking noise out of you. But in real life, it's the opposite. In real life, like, you are the most outgoing person I've ever been around. And I'm probably the most introverted person you've ever been around. So why is that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody else can answer that psychology for us. But yeah, on the microphone, I don't like the way I come out whenever I hear it play when I hear it play.
We get good feedback for you. A lot of people like you.
Don't lie. I just sound like a little girl. I don't like the way my voice sounds.
Especially female listeners. And I think we have, you're really important and an intricate part of the podcast, because I don't know if we have more female listeners for a fact than male listeners, but we get more feedback from female listeners than male listeners. And a lot of it is positive and about you, because you're not on every podcast, and they all tell me have Mel on
because they think every you're being
podcast
sexist.
Can we please have Mel on every podcast? Yeah, they probably didn't want you here to stick up for when me and Pete are talking about like fat chicks and stuff,
stinky
like that.
Stinky belly buttons.
Yeah, they probably need a voice. They're probably listening, going, "You freaking dogs, you fucking pigs!" And yeah, and they want and if you were there, maybe you'd be able to stand up for the girls. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm that way. I don't have a problem going up to strangers. I could probably talk to a wall by myself.
Well, that, and then let's say, and then at the grocery store, and this is just an example I've noticed, you're not, like, you will, if I see somebody I know and they don't make eye contact with me or something, I'm just not going to talk to them. I'll just go on with my shopping, gives a shit. Or if they're, like, all the way across the store, I'm not going to go out of my way to go talk to them.
Me either.
Yes, you are. When we go places, you stop and you talk to every single person you know.
I do not. Not unless they see
and
me.
And I don't understand how you can do that. Like, I don't have that mechanism in me where you're just, like, you can just go up and talk to people. Like, how do you even have that much to say?
I don't know. Well, they approach me first.
No.
Yes.
I've seen you. I tell you that I don't feel like talking to anybody, and you go anyways. And then I'm just standing there all hunched over with my hands in my pocket, waiting for you to finish talking. You're all happy, hugging people and giving people kisses on the cheek and all. Like,
well, if they're my family, I have to do that.
No, you do that with everybody. Like, just random, like...
Well, they're happy to see me, I guess.
Like, this is how... Yeah, how can you even think... I can't even think of stuff to say. That's why, like, sometimes I see somebody I know and I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have shit to say to them. So I'll just keep shopping.
I don't know.
You just, like, how do you, you, I don't know, you just think faster, I guess, in social situations.
I guess.
I'm not going to, I just have nothing to say.
I don't know.
Like, this is how much I don't talk to people. One time we were in line at the grocery store.
You and me?
Me and you, like a month or two ago. And there was a couple behind us, and they were laughing. And this doesn't happen all the time. This is just the one time that's happened. So don't no one out there act like I think I'm a celebrity or something. I know I'm not. I know I'm small time. I know, you know, trust me. I know. But anyways, somehow, miraculously, there's a couple behind me, and they're like laughing hysterically, and I hear one of them. I hear him laughing, and you know that makes my ears perk up, and they're right behind me, and then I hear one of them go, "Sambo Slim." He says Sambo Slim,
uh-huh.
and I glance back, and they're talking, and they say Sambo Slim a couple times, and Swimmy. They say Swimmy also because mm-hmm. it says that on my Twitter name. And they're looking and they're laughing and it looks like they're just looking at my tweets and cracking up. And I didn't say anything. I just
did they realize it was you?
No. They didn't know it was me. They weren't even paying attention to anyone around them. They were looking at their phone, like waiting in line at the grocery store. And you were standing right next to me.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I didn't tell you. I looked back and I saw him and I could hear him saying Sambo Slim over and over and laughing. And I didn't tell you. And you were looking at your phone. You were lost. You're playing Candy Crush or something. And so you weren't paying attention to anything. And I didn't tell you because I know you would immediately start talking to him.
We could have made friends.
But that's how much I don't want to talk to
you. You didn't
people.
Even tell me.
Of course I didn't tell you, because you turn right around and go, "This is Sambo Slim." And you'd go hug him and give him kisses on the cheek and start asking him all these questions. And if you meet me in real life, I'm not going to live up to my to what you imagine I'm like from Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'll never live up to that.
Well, you know what? Now I've been in department, so I am in a department where networking is part of my job,
mm-hmm.
and I like it, and it's part of what I do. So yeah. That's probably part of it.
When you've always worked in stuff like that, mm-hmm. like even your last job, you were marketing. I'll do it when it's my job. I mean, I've been in similar type of situations where I have to walk up, look people in the eye, and shake their hands and talk business, you know. But I don't know. But in real life, outside of work, you know, I'm not like that.
But your podcast should be 24/7.
It is. I just don't want to talk to people. It's like when I was getting a haircut. You know, they always actually try to do this. When I go get my haircut,
uh-huh.
they always try to style it really cool. You know, because I just push it down flat, and that's it. You know, I don't worry about making it look.
But they try and do, like, whatever's in.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I was at, you know, she cuts my hair,
uh-huh.
and then I think we're done, right?
Uh-huh.
And then she goes and gets a comb. And she combs it up into a mohawk.
With gel and stuff?
Yeah. And she combs it up. And then as soon as she combs it up, I just flatten it with my hand.
In front of her?
I flatten it back. Yeah, I'm still sitting in the uh-huh. chair. She takes the comb away. Right when she took the comb away from my head, because she wants me to look at it in the mirror, I look in the mirror and I just flatten it. And then she goes, "No, why not? That looks good." And I said, presenting an image of myself to people that I'll never live up to if they actually talk to me.
I don't believe you think like that.
And she went, yeah. Because she knows me. She cuts my hair all the time.
She tries it on you every time.
Yeah, she does. But the moment, yeah.
See if you'll change your mind this time.
Now she does it and just laughs when I flatten it.
It was probably her job to do that, right? Before anybody leaves her chair, they probably tell her to promote a gel and do a style or something.
I think she's doing me a favor. Oh. I think I go in there and you know, and
you look too plain.
Yeah, and she thinks she's helping me out. You know, like,
yeah.
Poor guy, he doesn't even comb his hair, he just flattens it. He just gets out of the shower and flattens it, and then... But you're not doing me a favor.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah. She's raising the bar a little too high for you.
Way too high for me. I can't live up to a mohawk. So you want to get into some... weird news. There's been some weird news stories going on.
Okay.
This one's kind of just pointing out idiocy. The owner and three employees, 420 Multi-Services, Inc. of the Bronx in New York City, were arrested Thursday night for allegedly dealing marijuana out of the business, News 12 reported. The number 420, which appears in large bright green letters on the tax prep company's sign, is a common reference to marijuana. Nevertheless, clients of the tax preparation company told News 12 they had no idea anything illicit was going on. Police became suspicious on Wednesday when an NYPD narcotics officer said he saw the four people with a Ziploc bag of marijuana inside the office. A search of the facility turned up seven baggies with 2 ounces of weed, a pipe, and a metal grinder, according to a complaint obtained by the New York Daily News. The Facebook page for 420 Multi-Services describes it as the best place on earth. Business owner Michael Thomas, 35, along with employees Christina Clark, Mark Parsons, and Christopher Mullaney, were all released on their own recognizance Friday, but are due back in court in May.
Where was this at again?
Bronx, New York.
Oh.
You know, I guess two things going on here. The first one is, I don't smoke weed
anymore.
I don't smoke weed. Okay, but I have no problem with weed. I just choose not to smoke it. Not because it's illegal, but just because I just don't want to smoke it. But why is it still illegal?
Good question.
It's just at this, it's legal in Colorado. It's pretty much decriminalized in California. Even in New York, isn't it legal? There are a few other states where they've made it, it's at least decriminalized or legal for medicinal uses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why the hell are we still, why can't the country just relax on marijuana? Let's just legalize it across the board and be done with it.
No.
It's filling up prisons. These people aren't really criminals, okay? So let's legalize it. Let's shut up about it. It seems petty to be arresting people. These guys didn't even have a large amount of marijuana on them, right?
Right.
Seven baggies with 2 ounces of weed. That's how much weed they had. They got arrested for that.
It's
for
ridiculous.
2 ounces of weed.
It's ridiculous.
2 ounces of weed. So let's, first of all, the first point is, let's stop with the ridiculousness. Let's legalize it. It's not even close to as dangerous as alcohol, which you can walk into a bar and get completely annihilated out of your mind off of.
And you can easily buy a gun.
You can buy guns and shoot people, too.
This doesn't make any sense.
And I'm not saying that weed... I am not saying that weed isn't strong and can't negatively impact people. I'm saying that it's not as dangerous as marijuana. I mean, weed's not as dangerous as marijuana. I'm saying it's not that dangerous. It's not as dangerous, even close to as dangerous as alcohol. or guns, or a lot of prescription medications you can get. It's just ridiculous, and we're filling up the prisons. You got guys arrested on 2 ounces of weed in prison with rapists and pedophiles and murderers because they wanted to smoke a joint. That is just
stupid.
It's ludicrous. It's asinine. It's backwards. And in my opinion, it's unnecessary. So if you're listening, push to get weed legalized so we can be done with this. So that's the first point.
Okay.
The second point is, you fucking morons. You fucking morons. If you were going to, what were they going for here? You're going to sell weed. If you're going to sell weed, are you going to own a business to cover up the fact that you're dealing weed? Don't name it 420, you idiot.
Well, they did say multi-services.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tax preparation establishment called 420, wink, wink, multi-services, wink, wink, incorporated. That would be like Tony Soprano. You know how Tony Soprano had that little Italian cafe that he used as a cover-up for the fact that he was a mob boss?
Uh-huh.
That would be like naming the cafe Murderer's Diner. Oh, no. We're not killing anybody. We're not hired hitmen. We don't take people out and bury them with lime and lawn darts out in the middle of nowhere in Jersey, outside in the outskirts of Jersey. We don't do that at all. The diner's just called Murder Cafe.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of calling your cover-up business for your illegal weed selling black market corporation 420 multi-services. You idiots. That's like that rapper that got arrested for murder named C Murder. It's the equivalent of that. Stop being a moron. You should have called it anything but 420 multi-services.
Just multi-services.
How stupid are people?
I wonder how long they were in business for.
I don't think it says. It can't be for long if they were that stupid. 420 multi-services.
Idiots.
Idiots. You want to get into the toe sucker story?
Next one. Ew.
I didn't make that up. There's a real toe sucker story.
That is gross. Now, I hope he got put in jail.
He's actually not an idiot. He's pretty smart.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not the idiot. Let me read this to you. Yeah. Actually, I'll play the video for you now that we got all this. I keep forgetting we upgraded all this equipment. We have professional-grade equipment. Thank you to our listeners who bought stuff on Amazon.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
And hopefully you can... The game's not over. Keep buying stuff from Amazon, please. So that we can continue to make the show better, in our opinion. Maybe not in your opinion. But actually, I can just play us the video of the news story. So here we go.
Bizarre story out of the shoe department at a Walmart Monday.
A North Carolina man is accused of sucking on a stranger's toes at a Walmart. We're not kidding. This actually happened. Michael Brown is charged with misdemeanor assault.
According to Lincolnton police, Brown approached 37-year-old Erica Porez in the shoe department Monday morning and started a conversation with her.
Michael Brown claimed he was a podiatry student and asked the woman if he could help her try on shoes. She thought he worked there.
But Porez says what happened next was anything but professional.
He told me to take off my shoes and my socks and sit down and try and wait for him to bring a pair of shoes. When I stretched out my foot and I started moving, he grabbed my foot and stuck my foot in his mouth and started licking it.
Porez immediately notified Walmart employees of her strange encounter and police were called to the scene. 4 days later, Brown was identified from the store surveillance footage and arrested.
All right, well, that's the story there, and
I know what a toe sucker looks like now.
Yeah.
He looks like a college student.
He's a big, chubby, black guy with glasses. Now, he's not the idiot here. He's actually, in my opinion, clever. crafty, smart. The woman who got her toes sucked is the idiot. What podiatrist is in Walmart?
Well, like she said she thought he worked there. And he knows she's speaking Spanish.
That's the other weird part. I don't think he knows Spanish. So how did they communicate?
Yeah.
Because there was I don't know if you caught it when you listened to the video, but that's a translator speaking in English. The woman was actually speaking in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow this guy, who I'm assuming doesn't know Spanish, convinced her. How do you even say podiatrist in Spanish?
Espanol.
And if I don't know English,
yeah.
And you tell me you're a podiatrist, how do I know? And so he somehow convinced this woman who doesn't speak English that he's a podiatrist. And I guess he was doing some sort of scientific study or medical
student.
Study.
Yeah.
Oh, he was studying? Okay, as a student. And got her to try on different shoes. This is all... You know, this is all good stuff here. This is good.
That's gross.
I think that was a well thought out, well planned strategy. And then he sucked on her toes. Because to be honest, from his point of view, who's going to turn down a toe sucking?
Oh,
right?
So gross.
It's not like he's whipping it out in front of her. I mean, now it's not something I would do, but I can see his point of view. I respect that he planned things out, and it worked until she told on him. You know, it obviously worked. So I think I don't think he's dumb. I'm not going to say he's an idiot. I'm not going to call him an idiot. I'm going to call the woman an idiot.
And anyone who wants to help you in Walmart is already questionable. No employees help you at Walmart.
That is an excellent point. No one helps you at Walmart. That's a good point. So she should have known that something was up the second a supposed Walmart employee walked up and offered help.
Got on his knees and put some shoes out in front of her.
Because, if I was shopping at Walmart and somebody asked,
can I help you?
Can I help you? When something's up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, why? Where's the hidden camera? Is this some kind of joke? What's going on? Are you an undercover cop?
Exactly.
Why are you asking me if you can help me? No one at Walmart's ever asked if they could help me.
Never.
No, ever. You have to search for...
a cashier?
Yeah, and then they got to call someone over the fucking intercom dozens of times, and then somebody might come help you.
And then you just wind up not purchasing anything.
So that's a good heads up that if anyone... in Walmart, walks up and asks you if they can help you with anything, they're probably going to try to suck on your toes.
Mm-hmm. That's gross.
But the guy's not an idiot. The woman is. And, you know, I'm actually going to nominate her because from now on we're going to do Dirtbag of the Week. I'm going to nominate her Dirtbag of the Week.
All
right. She's the dirtbag. Now, that guy's obviously, there's something wrong with him. He's been convicted. He's a convicted sex offender. So there is something wrong with him. But he's not an idiot. I guess he is a dirtbag, too.
I'm
still going to call you, woman, who was stupid enough to think that somebody at Walmart actually would proactively offer help.
Yes.
And that there would be a podiatrist in Walmart. I'm going to nominate you for falling for that. Dirtbag of the Week.
Congratulations.
It is a prestigious title.
Yes.
You are the Sambo Slim Podcast official Dirtbag of the Week. Well, I think we're going to cut this one a little short. We're at about 35 minutes because we're hungover. So thank you, everyone, for listening. For those of you who are Spurs fans... I am also doing Spurs episodes. Episode 1 came out.
Yeah.
They're on our website. Episode 1's on our website. It's really just kind of me angrily ranting. but it's a Spurs podcast. It's about 20 minutes. So if you're a Spurs fan, check that out. I guess that's all we have for this week. We're going to close out with another song by Culo a Boca. And this song is called Trannies in Castlevania. See y'all next time.